Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Yanira, Y-A-N-I-R-A, Zorilla, Z-O-R-I-L-L-A. Yanira Zorilla is a 39-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 12-5-20. Beatrice was pushing the linen and cleaning supply cart into the elevator. Beatrice kept it from tipping over and believed she injured her lower back as a result. Beatrice did go to the emergency room in Pomona the next day. Beatrice had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of two herniated discs in the back, for which she underwent surgery on 3-4-21. Beatrice is no longer receiving any active treatment. Per the medical records supplied, she received discharge instructions from the hospital on 12-12-20. The diagnoses were back pain, leukocytosis, lumbosacral radiculopathy at S1, and protruded lumbar disc. She was cleared to return to work on 1-12-21. New paragraph on 1-18-21. Dr. Woods wrote a note keeping her out of work for 2 months since she was having spine surgery. On 4-19-21, he described that x-ray showed a lumbar decompression with no fracture or instability. Paired her status post a lumbar laminectomy. Paired her radicular symptoms had resolved, but she still is reporting pain in her flank and in her back. She was started on tramadol and cyclobenzaprine. She also participated in physical therapy. Dr. Woods monitored her progress through 2-4-22. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement from a spine surgery standpoint. She had undergone microdiscectomy. She does have some residual issues with back and occasional leg pain. She was concerned about her ability to do manual labor, such as housekeeping. Dr. Woods commented they could send her for functional capacity evaluation to determine her work ability. Physical exam, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4-, bilaterally in the hamstrings and quadriceps, and 5-/5 bilaterally in the plantar flexors. Extensoralis's longest strength was symmetric and full at 5/5. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a physiologic gait using a cane in her right hand. She declined attempting to walk or stand on her heels or toes. She changed position slowly and declined attempting a squatting maneuver. Beard inspection revealed the midline 2¼-inch longitudinal scar consistent with her surgery with preserved lordotic curve. Active flexion was to 80 degrees with tenderness and extension was to 10 degrees without. Bilateral rotation and side banding were full without discomfort. There was superficial global tenderness to palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 80 degrees and left at 70 degrees. Both elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. She did have positive bilateral reverse flip maneuvers, as well as axial loading and trunk torsion tests for symptom magnification. Impressions. On 12-5-20, Yanira Zorilla was pushing a cart into the elevator and felt pain in her lower back. She was seen at AtlanticCare Regional Medical Center on 12-12-20. She also came into the spine surgical care of Dr. Woods. prepared after a relatively brief course of conservative treatment. He performed lumbar microdiscectomy on 3/4/21. Apparently followed up with him through 2/4/22 when he declared she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Main paragraph, the current examination found healed surgical scarring in the lumbar spine with virtually full range of motion. Period. There were signs of symptom magnification in the form of superficial global tenderness, palpation, and positive reverse lip maneuvers bilaterally. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurological residuals of disc herniation at L5-S1 repaired surgically. Period.